Simon Sadi Beis. We're going to learn Halachas Gimel through Zion. The Mechaber says in Sif Gimel, Sarach Chedin Tfila HaSikichai V'niyai V'chol Dabra HaTardai. So a person, before he davens, has to remove any saliva or anything which is going to take away his concentration from Tfila. Sif Dawud, Sarach Lirchit Yodov B'mayim. A person has to wash his hands with water if he has. If he has no water, so he's mechuyev to go ahead and to go get water up to a parsa. The shiur of a parsa, we said before, was an hour and a fifth. So when do we require the shiur of parsa? That's when the person is traveling and the mayim is in the direction that he wants to go, and he's being told to keep traveling even up to that point of a parsa in order that he can avail himself of mayim before he davens. But if a person has to go backwards to find water, so ad mil chayzer, so up to 2,000 amos he'll go back, yosem yimil in a chayzer, and he's not mechuyev to go more than that. Now let's say he's concerned that in the time that he's going to take to go look for the water, so the mantfila is going to pass. So he can cleanse his hands with pebbles or with dirt or anything which will cleanse his hands. Yud Gimel Lirchaitz Atam alzeh ayin le'el b'reish simen dalad m'shavura v'gam l'tfilus mincha v'arvis tzarech natila. One also has to wash his hands for other tfilus, mincha ma'ariv v'das aram d'hecha t'tzarech l'itel yodav lo'y notal. If a person has to wash his hands and he didn't, v'gam l'nika yisom b'tzror, and he also didn't use pebbles, afilu b'di'eved ain't tfilas a'tfila, even b'di'eved is davening, he was not yaitzav v'tzarech yin l'dina. So Ian, how we're going to paskin? That no, that one does not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei if he did not wash his hands. We say when you wash your hands b'mayim, the nikov is not ma'akev, says the Mishnah, meaning you don't have to dry off your hands like you do by achila. And when we talk about this requirement, it's talking about when you know your hands are dirty. But let's say you don't know that your hands are dirty, you just don't know specifically that they are clean. So then we'll see that there is a kula, we'll see in Sif Hei. Lachsar, Mishnah Berurah says, Sif Katan Tezayin, V'mitzarech al-yidezeh leilech achagach yichidi, if you're going to be forced to, if you go after the water now, to travel alone, v'shalayuchal yidezeh leagir lemuchayz cheftzoy ba'od yayim, or you won't be able to reach your destination before dark, ein tzarech lachsar klal, so then again there would be no chiyiv to go look for it in that case. We said in the Mechaber v'hanimilik yishu ha'ilich b'derech v'roich evdina v'chozek g'malach b'ragov would be the same requirement. A person is riding, as someone is walking, v'gam ein chilik b'in derech rab v'toiv, makes a difference if it's an easy road or a difficult road. V'chozek davki kishadeya b'vadi shi'imotish ha'mayim av v'safek lay. This is all specifically if you know that when you go to that place you will find water. But misafik, there would be no chiv to go look for water if you're not sure if you will find the water there. We said that there is a chiyuv to go backwards also, which is not as much. Mishnah Berurah says, definitely a person who's sitting at home, he's not traveling, the bevade chayev lachsor dechachila chamayim, he has to go look for water. Again, if the person is aware that his hands are dirty. A mil. And Mishnah Berurah tells us many paisikim hold that a mil itself, it's up to a mil, but not including a mil. A mil itself is like more than a mil. The Mechaber told us that if the person is concerned he's going to miss mantfila, he could use meat the menaki. Mishnah Berurah's mantfila gamri. Let's say there's a minyan davening. He's going to miss tefila tzibur because of bach. The afshish l'shoyis inzach lachzer v'inaka. If you're not going to be the Menachi again, that's not a reason you should mechuyev to miss tefillah b'tzibur, and you would be able to use midi the Menachi, something which will cleanse your hands, even though it's not water. Yinaki Yodav Bitsori Ba'afa Ba'amita Vinaki tells us to Mishnebura Tzaloyma the Inle Lachsa Oza Chamayim Shem Yavar Asman, the Koshkin and Krishma, as far as Krishma is concerned, Bavadi Osali Lahamtan Omayim, and Mishkshosh Shem Yavar Asman, Yinaka Vyikra, he should cleanse his hands and reads, man Krishma definitely should not wait for water. The Ishabi place can just save from some, there are many places that hold, to be Krishma, when it comes to Krishma, take of Mishagia Yaschol Sazman. You shouldn't have to wait at all, and as soon as my Krishna comes, you should learn Krishna, and you shouldn't wait for water at all. Sif, hey, Yirchatz Yodav Shachris, the person who washed his hands in the morning, Yisiyach Daitai, and he took his mind off guarding his hands. Tzrichin Netzilu Letzvila, so he's going to have to wash his hands again for davening, Im Yesh Lamayim. If he has water, even if he doesn't know specifically of any filth, but he should make a bracha. If he doesn't have water right there, he doesn't have to go ahead and wash. The Ramah says, now even if his hands were dirty, and he is washing them for tefillah, but a bracha will not be made. Now, yisiach daitai means that there was a great amount of time between the Netilah and Davening. Mishabur says, of course, between the Netilah of Shachris and Tefillah of Mincha is definitely going to be such an amount of time that there should be a Hesach Hadas, that his mind should be off Shmiras Yadav. And that's what the Mishabur says further, that the reason why, if he takes his mind off, he has to wash again is because a person's hands are constantly moving, and if he wasn't having in mind specifically to watch his hands, so then we were concerned that they touched something which would require again netilah. Now we said in the Mechaber that need netilah for tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'latayil lebrachos lekrishma stam yadayim ksheiros hein. That as far as learning brachos and krishma stam yadayim, which means if you don't know specifically of any filth, your hands are kosher, there's no need for netilah. Abu Bisiman Dal Kosar Prima Godin, the Lakrishma Psule Stam Yadayim, the Prima Godin writes that for Krishma, Stam Yadayim is not good enough, and one would have to wash his hands for Krishma. Now, we said if he does not have Mayim Mizumonim, Ein Tzarech Lachsar V'Litol, he doesn't have to go look for water. Rafal Pika Ein Tzarech Lanakos Oysam B'Midi D'Menaki. But he does have to cleanse it in some way because there might be something on his hands which is problematic. And Mishugur tells us further that this whole discussion over here that's not requiring it is by Stam Yadayim, where he doesn't know specifically about any dirt, but if he does know of anything which would require Netilah, then of course he must wash his hands for these other areas, the other tefillahs also. Sivvav, Oymed B'Tefillah, if someone is in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, V'niskar Shenaga B'Mokam Metunav, and he remembers that he touched a place which is dirty. Da'i B'Nekayin Afar, Oytzorius, or Mechach Yodah B'Kaisel. So it's enough to cleanse his hands with dirt, or with pebbles, or to wipe them against the wall. Mishabua tells us that Avum Oymed B'Krishma P'Sukah D'Zimra, Tzarech Leilch V'Litel Yodah. He's in a situation where he could go and wash his hands, so then he must go and wash his hands. The reason why we talk about v'nizkar shenaga, that he remembered that he touched, is because l'chachila one cannot touch himself during davening. But of course if he does, so then the same halacha would apply. Sif zayin, makam metunav, hayna makaymus ha-machusim ba'adam. When we say a makam metunav, it means places which are normally covered in a person, v'fi she'ish b'hem milmulei zeya, because the point is this perspiration there. If he scratches his head, that would also, the same halacha would apply. The Ramah says, so therefore, since this requires netilah, it's also to go ahead and touch these places when one is davening or learning Torah. The same would apply to mucus or any wax in the air. The same thing would apply, that one should not touch that directly with his hand. Mishnah Berurah tells us, Uba the Eved, he's learning Torah, Daibin and Kayim Ba'alma, it's enough if you just cleanse your hands, with Torah of Rachas, Alfbi Sheish Lemayim, even though he has water, but the Eved is good enough. La'ayim La'el, Saif Simon Dalb, Mishnah Berurah, the naga betit v'refesh, but if he touched filth and dirt, efshe afilu chachila shari kach, so then even maybe lechachila, one can be menakes hands and doesn't need mayim. The one does have to cleanse his hands, even for devitera, when you're dealing with mud. And the grow is makel when it comes to this mucus and this wax.